When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday all day here at WEEI. Jones and Keith coming up. They will, I'm sure, talk with Hunter Henry momentarily. Any nuggets from Gerard Mayo that anybody got?
I felt like when he talked about how he talks to Kraft every day and Kraft lets him coach, I think it's kind of like we always have this conversation of where the power struggle, power dynamic is. I think it seems like he's the coach. Elliot Wolf is
the football guy.
The football, like, the personnel guy. So I think that obviously helps out Mayo. Like, because it's more evaluate him as a coach, whereas Bill, we used to criticize for not putting talent around Drake. We can't really criticize Mayo about that.
I also think that he has put a gag order on the players for when they want to complain about stuff.
Like, you think so?
I truly think that that's why those guys are overly positive now, and the wins definitely help. Mm-hmm. But you're saying after the loss last week that there was nothing. Like, And when Curtis brought up Drake addressing the team, and he immediately was like, addressing the team, like, what do you mean? Instead of just saying addressing the offense, I think that he has been like, guys, we got to cool it with what you want to say.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it worked this week.
Yes.
It's of interest. I saw somebody, one of my beloved Twitch people, say that he's being disingenuous, or they don't believe a word he said, or
about what?
Just in general. I mean, I feel like I feel like he's pretty transparent.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I don't even. I couldn't even give you a thing that he said that would have been like. I don't even
controversial.
I feel like it's really simple. It's not easy to win, but when you win, everything takes care of itself. And this win this past week, and then you have the Titans one in between, mm-hmm. the Jets game, that feels like they're building something. They haven't won consecutive games since November 20th of 2022. This is a team that would deeply need, if they win this weekend, you're talking about 3 out of 4, the season 4-7, going into the Dolphins game, who knows? But I am done with the suck for a pick type talk. No offense, Wiggy. I want
that's
this team.
Too late
that's
now.
Going out the window, Wiggy.
Yeah, that's too late.
I want this team to improve. I want Drake May to get better. I want the defense to continue to play well. Christian Barmore may be back in the next couple weeks. He got back to practice, mm-hmm. or they talked about him getting back to practice last week, potentially soon. So it was such a nice way to win against a team that you were thought to be worse than. And you looked like a much better team up and down, and it was on the road. A team that also, in the Bears, hadn't lost at home all year. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to really criticize them for. I mean, you criticize Drake May on the interception.
Yeah,
criticize him the kick that didn't end up in the landing zone. So special teams. They got out of giving them great field position on a punt return that shouldn't have happened. I mean, I don't.
They were aggressive going into the half.
There's
so
not a lot that they, we talked about it earlier. They still give up. They give up
more yards than they probably should when it comes to the run game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to compliment him on, was the end of the half and the start of the second. That had been a bugaboo. It was one of Bill's greatest strengths, which was the double score, defer, mm-hmm. get the ball, yep. score at the end of the first half, get the ball to start the second. It helped them for two decades. I thought that had been a real struggle, including in Tennessee, where they would get the ball and not really know whether they're going for it or not going for it. I thought the play at the end of the first half to get the field goal, and then I thought that they started the second half well. That was something that I saw noticeable improvement when it comes to Van Pelt or Mayo, whoever you credit, because we've been killing them, rightfully so, about how they've ended halves and started the second. I thought they were much better.
If you want one conspiracy wormhole deep dive in a little bit of, you know, friction, or I don't want to call it negativity because it's not. It's like when he does bring up Chicago and Washington on paper before the season
yes,
starts.
Yes, good nugget.
It's like
he wants you to know that this roster was not much when he started with it.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Or we didn't do enough in the offseason to be able for you to really say we were better on paper.
Ooh.
Come the start of camp, because in the offseason we didn't really do enough to add to be able to just say we are. When I say, well, I thought you were better on paper than Chicago and Washington, it was like, well, did you look at their roster before the season started or in the offseason?
Yeah.
So that could be a little dive down the conspiracy, hey, of Elliott.
Wiggy gets employee of the day.
Get it together up there and get me some pieces in here, because guess what? I talk to Kraft every day. Kraft lets me coach, but I need pieces to coach.
That is such a great point when he said that, because he was just proving the point that it wasn't a close matchup, that before the year we all said the Bears were a much more talented team.
Mm.
That is interesting.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. I believe Rich is here. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Good morning.
We talked to you Friday about this being a winnable football game, and it turned out to be one.
And there is egg on my face, Greg, because I was certainly wrong. I thought the Bears were better. I thought the Patriots were going to be sort of a get-right game for the Bears, because they had been on a slide. They lost two in a row. They're not like this wagon of a team, but neither are the Patriots. So I was definitely surprised to see how well they played.
Yeah, you never get egg on your face, though, so
you know.
It has to come every so often.
Yep, that is true, and I was wrong. I was wrong about the Patriots. They look great. The Bears looked horrible. You do have to point that out, but the Patriots took advantage. I mean, they did that with Belichick for years and years and years. There'd be teams that were just inept on one spot, and they would take advantage of it. So that was kind of a throwback win.
Well, that's why we had the conversation, Rich. We, still don't know who this Patriots team is.
Yeah.
Because you beat a team in Chicago, and you lose to a team like Tennessee and Jacksonville, and it's like, now we're all like, oh, they should be able to, you know, beat the Rams at home next week. And then
I know.
Split with the Bills.
Courtney's like, you want to get a bye or no
bye? Courtney has him as a playoff team.
Can I bet, Courtney?
No.
Can I bet over six wins?
Yes,
for the season.
Probably, yes.
You probably can. Yeah. There's probably some sort
of
a buy-in.
If you just took your $20 and put it on Patriots money line, which was a part of your parlay, you would have won.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
piece of money with that. What was that, Shime? If they're plus six money line, they would have been.
I want to say they were like plus 200. Yeah.
Not bad.
Well, because I bet them in all my parlays. But.
Yeah. If you want to get ahead of it, I think they're 2-1. Plus 195. Bet them just to win this weekend. Right. Straight up, you win 2-1.
And you probably could bet them to get to the playoffs too. And I bet you that's a nice payout.
That would pay out handsomely.
To make the Patriots are current, or to make the playoffs, the Patriots are currently 30-1.
Ooh, that's a nice chunk of change.
Just a sprinkle on that.
All right.
Rich, we were debating all day, Rich, about, or not all day, off and on, about Aaron Rodgers. Do you think he's back, and do you think he's with the Jets if he is?
I think he's probably pulls the plug. I think this probably walks away. He missed it because I know he was going to run for vice president this year, so he doesn't have that waiting for him, unfortunately.
But darn J.D. Vance.
I know. Well, because don't you think they're going to have another new coach, and I don't think you start that coach with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think you need a new quarterback coach combo. So yeah, they're a disaster.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a bunch of money like coming to him? So he's not just gonna leave that money on the table.
Yeah, I don't think you can play him though. You can't possibly bring him back. You gotta figure that out.
Well,
is there an opening at Newsmax or something, Curtis?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I just watch MSNBC. Maddow and Rodgers. Now that's a show I'd watch.
Rich, my thing is that Woody Johnson sits down with him and he's kind of in there for the coaching search conversation.
I don't think he can do it.
No.
He's been so bad. They've given him everything he's wanted. And I thought at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to be great. I thought he was going to bounce back. And getting Davante Adams, I'm like, all right, you got to take a last swing at it. But he's brought in all these Packer guys, and they're awful. So they need to start over as soon as they can. They fired their coach in season. They didn't even get the little boost that normally teams get when they fire their coach. They've just lost every game with the interim coach. So, no, I think he's probably done. Or you have to figure out a way to pay him or pay part of it and send him. So I don't think anybody's going to want him either is the other thing. So he's probably done.
I feel like just a couple more starts under his belt and Mac Jones is really going to be something.
He almost had that Hail Mary. I mean, if he connects on that, where he's the talk of the town today. No, just missed. Right into the defender's hands, like in stride. You're like, oh, God. Not a great look, though, either. That the Jaguars uniform wasn't a great look, either. Which I say look good, play good. And, that was out of his control.
Yeah, the white helmet was a choice.
Yeah.
All right, what are you guys doing today?
Well, we are obviously going to have Christian Gonzalez on the show, part of Patriots Monday. Nice,
great interview.
Always a good interview.
Yeah. Too talkative.
Hunter Henry as well, and just sort of reacting to this game. Jones actually did pick him on Friday. He picked the Pats. I obviously picked the Bears. So we'll get into all of that. Plus, we'll look around the NFL, some crazy finishes around the league as well. But, Greg, I heard you talking earlier about the Penguin.
Yeah, so... No spoilers.
I don't want to spoil anything, but obviously I watched last night. I won't spoil it, but what was your...
I was in on this, as you know.
Yes.
I think it may have been your recommendation.
Okay.
Not because of the DC comic element.
Right. That is not what you are a fan of.
The final scene last night concerns me.
Why are you concerned? I'll be concerned.
Because I feel like that element is going to be a part of the next season.
Okay.
I don't even know if a second season's been confirmed. So they're making the Batman 2, which comes out in 2026. So you got to hold tight on that. But, it's the world that they're in, and even though they focus very much on...
You guys are spoiling
the crime stuff. I'm not spoiling it.
I know exactly what must have happened.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying this is... I would not be worried, Greg. I think this is... If they come out with a season two of this, I'm sure it'll be pretty much rooted in mafia stuff.
It'll be rooted in Oz and not in the other fanciful... fantastical comic book stuff.
You know what they're also in the process of doing? I don't know if you've seen this, Rich, on social media, but they're going to be doing a Joker series.
I saw rumors of this. I don't know if that's been confirmed. That would be incredible because you saw him at the end of the Batman. You saw just like a little sprinkle of him.
Yeah.
I also like that new Marvel movie. Is it going to be Thunderdogs?
Thunderbolts. Thunder Buddies with Robert Kraft.
That's the
Thunderbolts. It looks very good.
That's the one with the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and the Black Widow's sister.
Yeah, that looks good. It's like the Suicide Squad, but for Marvel. That's going to be good,
Tim Dillon, who was in Joker 2, said over the weekend it was the worst film of all time.
I agree. I think it is the worst movie I've ever seen.
You agree?
Joker 2 was horrible.
Of all time? Worse than like Geely or something like that?
Fried green tomatoes.
Geely was bad. There's a movie called Fear.com. During the internet boom, that was a horrible movie. But
Ernest Goes to Jail.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Rest in peace, Jim Varney.
Sorry.
You say Joker 2, worst film of all time.
Yeah, it's the worst movie I think I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
It's a musical. Okay. How the hell did they make it a musical?
I don't know. They were trying to go in the opposite direction
so
from
stupid.
The...
Nobody actually likes musicals. It's
especially
just
not
that's not true.
People.
I love musicals.
They do.
Yes.
I love
a good
you.
Musical. All right. Jones and Kiefer next. We are back tomorrow morning on a Tie Tuesday with Ty Law at 9. Thank you for your patronage.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.